Blog Talk Radio.
Always Ascending inspires listeners to live life consciously and intentionally by reaching, growing, learning, climbing, becoming, and achieving all that they are capable of. Always Ascending inspires us all to see our life's experiences, the joys and the challenges, as part of our ascension to becoming better human beings. Always Ascending is about purifying and celebrating our life's journeys and our life's experiences. Welcome to Always Ascending.
Greetings, everyone. This is Akanke Abdulkhalik. I hope everyone is doing very well. Welcome to another edition of Always Ascending, where we talk about self-actualization, the process of becoming all that we're capable of becoming, the process of living a conscious life where we are aware of the bigger picture in life, that we are aware of our role in life. And at the very least, I should say, we are aware of the need to strive to be all that we can be and to strive to understand our role in life. Sometimes we don't always know what it is that we should be doing or where our path is leading us to. But the point is to live life consciously, to live life intentionally, and to learn and grow from all that we experience and to try to sort of connect the dots. In the bigger picture, it is about always being on an inquiry in life in terms of what the meaning of life is, about the things that happen to us and what they mean in our lives. And so just thinking, just being conscious. And one of the things that I like to say, and one of the things that I strongly believe, is that self-awareness, which is the beginning of self-actualization, is becoming self-aware. So self-awareness is the gateway that opens the door to other doors. So when we become self-aware, we embark on a journey that's incredible and that's dynamic and that unfolds in ways that are just incredible, really, when we intend to grow and we intend to become self-actualized. We don't always know where the journey will lead, but when once we cross that threshold, that go through that gateway of self-actualization, it opens so many other doors. The gateway of self-awareness, because self-awareness is the first step towards self-actualization. And that journey and going to open different doors that are placed in our path is the process of self-actualization. So we begin with self-awareness, saying, okay, I am aware of my life, aware of a greater purpose in life, aware that I have a role in life, and therefore, I want to be on a journey that's conscious, where I'm aware of myself, I'm aware of my actions, I'm aware of my thoughts. And then that leads to other things, and that's the process of self-actualization, where we continue to go on that journey, a journey of inquiry, a journey of wonderment, a journey of excitement, a journey of challenges, a journey of obstacles. And they all help us to grow. So self-actualization has many components to it, and the quality of self-actualizing people is what this show was created around, 16 characteristics of self-actualizing people. And so in our previous shows, we've gone through the first 12 characteristics. And today we're going to pick up with an additional two, characteristics 13 and 14. And those characteristics are, they deal with humor and creativity, and I'll read them to you. Characteristic number 13, and this is according to Maslow's list of the qualities or characteristics of self-actualizing people. Maslow was a psychologist and philosopher and very well known in American psychology. So number 13 says, the characteristic is philosophical and unhostile sense of humor. Self-actualizing people tend to enjoy humor. They like to laugh and like to joke, but not at the expense of others. They are generally seen as good-natured, even though they are capable of being very serious. Characteristic 14 says, creativeness. Self-actualizing people are capable of being highly creative. Creativeness can be expressed in many dimensions by writing, speaking, playing, fantasies, or in other ways. But self-actualizing people do have means of being creative. They are creatively inclined. And Maslow has said that a first-rate cook is better than a second-rate painter, meaning that being creative in whatever zone that you are creative in, when you express that in that dimension, it's a wonderful quality and one of the qualities of being self-actualized. So let's start with the first one, or number 13, philosophical and unhostile sense of humor. Now I'll just say from my personal experience, I really do love to laugh. Two of my most favorite things in life are love and laughter. If I need someone who's witty, who can make me laugh, I connect with them immediately. And people tell me all the time how hearty my laughter is. When I'm laughing, it comes from the gut, and it can be loud. And sometimes I don't know how to describe it, but it just comes from a place that I have no control over, because I just love to laugh. And so, and I think I also have this very serious side, and many of you may identify with it. Self-actualizing people have other qualities where they are concerned about the world and tend to not be inculcated into society, so they tend to be deep thinkers in terms of thinking about many of the issues that we deal with in our lives and in the world. So there's a serious side, but there's this humorous side. So I can be very serious-minded, and it's wonderful, especially to have someone in my life like my husband, who is very witty and can just on a dime make me laugh when I'm being serious. And I know, and I hope that all of you can relate to that when you're trying to be serious and somebody makes you laugh. One person that really did that early on in my life was my father. So in some ways, my husband is like my father. He has some of my father's good qualities. And the good qualities my husband, my father also has. And one of them is witty. My father is also very, very witty. This is something I really love about him. And I remember back when I was a little girl, I will never forget one time when my mother was hot combing my hair. And for those of you who don't know what that means that my mother, in order to get my hair to be straight rather than the tight curly hair that God gave me, she would straighten my hair, and many people in the African-American community do this. And back in the day when I was young, they didn't use what's called a relaxer or a perm much. They used hot combs. So anyway, she puts this hot comb on the stove over a fire. It's a metal comb, like made of stainless steel. And she would take the comb once it was hot and, you know, take a section of my hair and comb my hair with that hot comb, which would straighten my hair. Now, this is something that is not enjoyable. A hot comb session usually does not end without an ear getting burned slightly, or my face getting burned a little bit, or the scalp getting burned, because it's, you know, it's hot and it's not intentional. So you should never burn me intentionally, but it's inevitable. It's a risky thing. Anyway, there was one time when my mother was doing my hair, and my dad came home, and I was in the kitchen, sitting between my mother's legs, you know, while she was doing my hair, and I was crying. I had tears coming down my face because I just wanted it to be over. I just hated that whole process. And my dad looked at me with tears rolling down my eyes and said, "Hey, baby, why you got that big smile on your face?" I'm like, "Daddy, I'm not smiling. I'm crying." You know, but that was his wit. He knew how to make me laugh. And Tony Robbins has this way also, Tony Robbins, the self-help guru, in his workshops and seminars, he has this way of doing intervention with people who are stuck or going through some serious issues. It could be divorce, it could be depression, it could be suicide. And he has this way of interjecting humor to make them laugh. I wish I had recorded a segment of one of his videos to share with you. Dang, maybe I'll do it next week as a sort of like an afterthought. But and so the humor that he uses breaks up people's seriousness about their issues, whether it be divorce or even suicide. I saw him work with one student, young girl, who was thinking about suicide. And I can't remember the joke that he made, but he joked with her like, "That's not a good time to," you know, like he joked with her about the timing of her suicide or something like that. And everybody just laughed. She started laughing. And the laughter broke up the seriousness. Then he could begin to really work with her mind and heart about what the real issue was. And the laughter was to show her that life is still fun and life can still be meaningful. So don't think about suicide. So anyway, laughter is really wonderful. Humor is wonderful. And we should not take life so seriously that we forget how to laugh. And current research has indicated that humor, especially laughter, counteracts the devastations of stress on the body and the immune system. So, you know, obviously a sense of humor brings ease to situations. It relieves stress. And it's important to note that it's, especially with people who are self-actualizing, the humor needs not to be at the expense of others. In other words, to make someone else feel bad about themselves, or make fun of someone else, or even distasteful humor. I can't stand distasteful humor with perhaps some vulgarity involved, or, you know, the kind of humor that you might find when people have been drinking and it's, you know, the humor just loses all matter of decorum and taste. So let's remember to laugh, and let's remember to laugh often, and to not take life so seriously, because being able to laugh is really a form of having a good nature. And being able to laugh at yourself is really, really an incredible quality as well. So let's remember to laugh at ourselves and not take ourselves so seriously. And life will be much better, and we will continue on that process of self-actualization. Okay, so the next quality is creativeness. But before I do that, I had found some really silly one-liner jokes, two of them, and I might add a third one. Okay, before I go to creativeness, I have a couple of one-liner jokes. Okay. What does a nosy pepper do? What does a nosy pepper do? He gets jalapeno business. Get it?
He gets jalapeno business all up in your business.
Okay, that's one. And many of you have probably heard this one. What do you call cheese that doesn't belong to you?
Nacho cheese. That's nacho cheese. It does not belong to you.
Okay, so those are two jokes. I won't do the third one. Okay, let's go into the quality of creativeness, and I'll read what this says again. Creativeness. Self-actualizing people are capable of being highly creative. Creativeness can be expressed in many dimensions, like writing or speaking or acting, playing, or in other ways. Self-actualizing people have moods of being creative. And that's what it says, that a first-rate cook is better than a second-rate painter. In other words, be creative in whatever zone you are given the gift of being creative in. And sometimes I ask people, especially women, because I believe that our creativity as women is a real strong life force in our lives. And sometimes I ask women, what is your zone of creativity? Are you creative? And I'm always surprised when someone tells me, no, I'm not really creative. But there are so many ways that we are creative that we don't think of as creativity. A lot of times we associate creativity with being, quote-unquote, an artist, like a painter or a dancer or an actress or an actor. But you can be creative being a mom or a dad. I think parents who homeschool their children are very creative. You can be creative as a spouse. You can be creative in the way that you do your job at work. I mean, you can be an accountant, but you can be creative in how you innovate new strategies for your department or for your business to maintain their books or what have you. I think there are so many ways of expressing your creativity. We can dress creatively. We can, there are just so many ways of being creative. Many of you may know that I have a business where I do a lot of creative things with AcompeCreative.com. And on my site, you will see all the creative things I do. And sometimes it frustrates me that I have so many creative things that I do. That I sometimes want to be able to focus on one or two, but I really do enjoy all the things that I do. But I am going to scale back because I do want to begin to focus on what I think the Creator wants me to be doing creatively in my life at this point. I'll be 50 in July 2013, and to me, I really want to set some new goals and achieve some goals that I've already set for myself and just sort of streamline what I'm doing. But anyway, on my website, you'll see that I do graphic design, I do web design, I do television and radio. I have a degree in film and television, and I've done live talk shows. I've begun to do documentaries. I do voiceover work where I do narration for documentaries or voiceovers for commercials. I do voiceovers for telephone systems. When you call and hear a voicemail system, you could hear my voice. What else do I do? I do public speaking, and I love doing raw food. I think that's creative. So anyway, I do a lot of creative things, and I really love being creatively expressed. So I'm saying this not because this is a show about Aconque, but I think if I'm going to be doing a show about self-actualizing people and the qualities of self-actualization, I should be able to demonstrate that myself. So I'd love to know what some of you all do. I always forget to give you the call-in number, but I'll go ahead and give it to you now, even though it's 20 minutes into the show. We only have 10 minutes left. The number to call is 619-393-6757 if you would like to talk about these two qualities of being self-actualizing people. The number again is 619-393-6757 if you would like to call in. So being creative also ties into being a form of stress relief. A lot of times when I'm working on something that's serious, like if I have something that I need to write, an article, which is not necessarily creative, one of the things that I do is I mentor people who are learning public speaking, and sometimes I get several speeches that I have to review at one time, and it can be a lot to do that. Within, let's say, in one day I get two or three speeches to review. Sometimes what I do is I step away from that and do something creative. So I might turn on some music and dance, or I might go for a walk and just think creatively and then come back to a serious task. Or if I'm designing a website, which in and of itself is creative expression, but sometimes it's hard work because I recently, for example, did a website for someone that required a shopping cart. And so that's a very technical aspect, and I also recently designed a website that had to have this sort of complicated registration form attached to it for a conference. And sometimes those things can get very technical, and in order for me to really be able to make progress on it, if I find myself getting stuck, I step away from it. And if it delays the project, I just let my client know, I'm just creatively blocked right now, and so I just need, it'll be delayed a couple of days because I can't move forward if I don't renew my creativity. So from the technical aspects of doing web design, sometimes I go and do something else creative to help me move forward and to help me to continue to operate at my highest level, because whatever I do, I strive to do it the very best I can. And so when I find that I'm not doing my best, that's usually a sign for me that I need to step away and rejuvenate or just relax or meditate or make my prayers or whatever. Just give myself a break and then return to being so that I don't have that creative block anymore. So what ways are you creative? If you find that you're one of those people who says, I'm not really creative, I really challenge you to look in your life and look at what you do and find where you are creative. I guarantee you that in some way or another you are creative. And if you are someone who does not really have any outlets for creative expression, I encourage you to find them. You can start a new hobby, you can do something that you've always wanted to do but have made excuses for not doing. You can even take a course to learn something that you've always wanted to learn. You can renew your excitement about something that you had when you were a child. There's so many things and so many ways that you can begin to be creative and use that as a way to help you become more and more self-actualized, because the creator gives us a talent in many ways. He usually gives us more than one talent. And that talent is a part of our creativity. So if we, for example, are in a job where we're just doing a job because it's a job and we're not really accessing the talent that the creator has given us, in other words, our zone of creativity, which, again, does not necessarily mean that it's being an artist, but it's doing something where you do it well. So that's another way to sort of define what creativity is. It's doing something that only you do well in the way that you do it. So it could be art, but it could be something also technical. You can be a very creative computer programmer. You can be a very creative engineer. You can be a very creative accountant. You can be a very creative a mortuary. Mortician. I don't. Oh boy, I can't imagine what that would be like. But you could, you could be the best darn mortician ever. So, be creative at whatever you're doing. Work in your zone and do do what the Creator has inspired you to do. And sometimes it also means that we have to do what we have to do. In other words, we have to do a job that's not really what we really want to do until we can do what it is that we really want to do. So sometimes there's this weaning off of one thing and asserting ourselves more progressively on another thing. So, you know, just make sure you're on that path of being creative, and make sure, as we talked about for that first quality, or quality number 13, I should say, the first quality that we talked about in this program today, make sure that you laugh along the way, that you remain good-natured, and that even though there are many things that are serious in life, that you do find a way to laugh with others and to especially laugh at yourself, to not take yourself so seriously, to not take others so seriously, because that will really help you get through your day, your week, your month, your life with a lot more joy and a lot less stress. So I'll go ahead and repeat qualities 13 and 14 again. Okay. 13, philosophical and unhostile sense of humor. Self-actualizing people tend to enjoy humor. They like to laugh and they like to joke, but not at the expense of others. They are generally seen as good-natured, even though they are capable of being very serious. And quality number 14 says creativeness. Self-actualizing people are capable of being highly creative. Creativeness can be expressed in many ways, in many dimensions, by writing, speaking, acting, dancing, and as I said, even in those ways that are not seen as creative, like being a parent, being a good wife or a good husband, being homeschooling, etc. But self-actualizing people do have moods of being creative. And remember that a first-rate cook is better. So find your zone of creativity and be good at that zone of creativity and give it your best so that your life can be full of creativeness and that you can express yourself in ways that you are inspired to do and remember to laugh. And the irony is that some people's creative zone is indeed being a comedian. So we all know some good comedians who seem to have tapped into their zone because they are really good and famous at making people laugh. So that's all for today on Always Ascending, where we talk about self-actualization and the process of becoming all that we can be. I'm Akanke, Esther Colleague, also known as Akanke Always Ascending, Tia Moyo. It has been my pleasure to bring you this episode. And I look forward to next week when we will talk about characteristics 15 and 16, which are the resistance to inculturation and the imperfections of being self-aware. So, thanks again for joining me. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and you'll be able to listen to it on my page in the archives whenever you like. And until then, keep laughing, keep loving, keep being good-natured, and keep finding ways to be creatively expressed. Peace and blessings to you all. Until the next time.
Always Ascending inspires listeners to live life consciously and intentionally by reaching, growing, learning, climbing, becoming, and achieving all that they are capable of. Always Ascending inspires us all to see our life's experiences, the joys, and the challenges as part of our ascension to becoming better human beings. Always Ascending is about purifying and celebrating our life's journeys and our life's experiences. Welcome to Always.